The Flow Experience Brandon Podcast is supported by Spotify, offering listeners a unique perspective on just about everything. Feel free to like, follow, and comment on our new IG pages and TikTok pages. We'll discuss some of your thoughts in future episodes. The Flow Experience Brandon Podcast. I'm your host, Flo, and my co-host, not a DJ, Chef Kirk, aka Captain Kirk. Today, we are going to discuss, where is Diddy? LA Times reports, sources say Sean Combs remains in the U.S. amid widening sex trafficking probe.
ADT requires a 36-month monitoring contract with ADT Video starting at $56.99 a month, early term, and installation fees apply. Taxes additional. New customers only. Reward card issued by Pathward, N.A., member of FDIC. Card terms and expiration apply. For full terms and pricing, please visit www.adt.com. Requires a 36-month monitoring contract with ADT Video starting at $56.99 a month, early term, and installation fees apply. Taxes additional. New customers only. Brown Apple Production Studios, Atlanta.
All right, in other turn the heat down news.
Turn the heat down.
Turn the heat down. All right, so this is crazy. Federal agents raided Diddy's home. And this is amid all of the sex trafficking allegations that came out during all of these civil suits that he's getting hit with from all these different people. There's even reports that there was a drug mule, an ex-Syracuse basketball player, who was getting drugs for him and supplying him with drugs. I guess he's allegedly been arrested. But I'm just going to hit on some of the headlines that have hit the news about Puff ever since. Just a few. So Fox 11 in Los Angeles just reported that Diddy's L.A. home was actually raided by Homeland Security. So they upped the ante. Now, normally, we know raids to happen. The feds is involved. You know, or just your normal police force or task force. But they went and got Homeland Security to raid his home.
I mean, you got to think. I mean, I'm not a real big fan of Puffy. Not to shoot Puffy down. Never really been a big fan of Puffy. But, you know, I'm not surprised that he was approached, you know, like he was Scarface. You know what I'm saying? They come to him with the helicopters and the tanks and all this. And I'm almost sure, you know, a simple subpoena would have sufficed. You know, so
yeah.
It's just funny how a lot of our celebrities are being portrayed as being these, you know, Puff Daddy. He could be a lot of things, but you know, they
he ain't no gangster like that.
Nah,
I mean,
man,
you know, you don't need a SWAT team for Puff.
He's an entertainer. He's a mogul. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You go, they don't even run up on Donald Trump like that. But I ain't we gonna add Donald Trump in this. There I go. Anyway.
Well, I mean, but they also raided his home in Miami and they raided his home in New York. They also were speculating that he was a flight risk because he has private jets in the offshore, you know, I think a Caribbean area. I don't know exactly
where. The Washington Post just reported that he's facing trafficking and lawsuit charges from cases before. So he has sex trafficking cases from even before this that were pending or whatever.
Well, of course, look, so, okay, listen to the Breakfast Club, you know, Jess with the Mess reported that, you know, about the same thing. But that's somewhere it's being reported that he's not even the focus of these raids. But he's definitely the focus everywhere else. So I don't know how, you know, a lot of this stuff is so convoluted. We don't really know what's to make of everything. And if they took those measures, Homeland Security and all of these armored vehicles and carrying on, what don't we know? Because generally they take that step if there's more to be concerned about.
Well,
and
again, we're not going to speak.
Did they do R. Kelly like that?
Well, yeah.
With Homeland Security?
I'm sure they did. R. Kelly.
Because this is pretty much the same kind of stuff, allegation-wise. Well, I mean,
Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, now Puff Daddy, and now they going after Russell Simmons. I heard he was just subpoenaed out of Bali.
This was also reported on the Breakfast Club during Just with the Messes segment. Russell Simmons, though, let's give a little back history on that. He was already in hot water. He got in hot water during Me Too with sexual assault allegations from a myriad of different women. He fled and went to Bali, and that's kind of where he's been since then. Well, according to the Breakfast Club, Russell Simmons was served in Bali some subpoena court papers by one of his alleged victims. Her name is Drew Dixon, and she's supposed to be a former music executive, the way that they reported. And she's civilly suing him because when she said that he raped her, he, you know, fiercely denied the allegations and went on record saying that she was lying and just wanted to, this was a money grab. Well, she felt like that was defamation to her character. So now she's suing, and they served him those papers over in Bali, which, like Charlamagne Tha God said, I didn't know you could be served legal papers like that when you out of the country.
But I mean, he probably, I wonder, was he meditating?
Shut up, fool.
Like, don't.
They said he was Indian style.
He was meditating. If he was in Bali, I wonder if he had like one of them shamans to teach him how to meditate. You know.
They said that the people that served the papers, they had to go to his resort. He owns the resort. And for them to get on the premises, they had to go through the gated security and pay to stay. They had to pay for a space to be there, and then they could serve.
Now, like the first time I ever heard about vegans, it was Russell Simmons. He was kind of the biggest music mogul that was into the veganism. And so when I start learning about vegan, so how does that fit in with the sexual preference for me? Like, if I'm just
trying to... It's your girl Flo, and this has been Turn the Heat Down. The Flow Experience Brandon Podcast is supported by Spotify, offering listeners a unique perspective on just about everything. Feel free to like, follow, and comment on our new IG pages and TikTok pages. We'll discuss some of your thoughts in future episodes.